Blog Talk Radio.
God was the foundation
until the enemy came and convinced we should not pray. In the place where we build our future, now the strong winds are blowing it away. Can't you see a nation should be built on the rock of ages?
On the rock of ages.
The rock of ages is gonna stand the test of time. Blow it away. A nation should not be built on sinking sand. Without the true foundation below. For without foundation strong, it will not stand the storm, and the strong winds will blow it away. There are some who still say today, why should we pray? Well, we're living in a modern and a lighted day. But when the call came to pray no more, in God we trust, walked out the door. Now the strong winds are blowing it away. Can't you see?
A nation should be built on the rock of ages.
Rock of ages.
The rock of ages is known to stand the test of time.
Never blow it away.
You can call yourself a bad Yeah, praise the Lord. We're on air. We're wide open now. So anyway, Israel's radio, thank the Lord that I am. And I ain't gonna be on here long again tonight. Got a few things on my brain. Just gonna read a little bit tonight, close tonight. Just out here tonight because I'm on the radio, try to be on here. The Bible said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel, and I don't want a woe on me. And sometimes I don't feel worthy enough to be preaching, but I do preach. Glad I'm saved. That's the most important thing in my life. I'm just glad I'm saved. Amen. My responsibility for me anyway as a child of God, my responsibility is to get the gospel out. Best way I know how. That's what Jesus told me to do. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe he's God in flesh. And he commanded me to preach the gospel, called me to preach. And so I preach because he called me. And sometimes that's tough. Sometimes I don't want to preach. Sometimes I don't feel like preaching. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. The Bible says that to whom much is given, much is required. There's a lot of requirements. There's going to be a lot of stuff required out of me and other preachers because God gave us much, and there's much required of us. Sometimes it gets and we fight battles all our life, and feel like we're the ones getting the snot beat out of us all the time. I ain't complaining, I'm just saying, I'm just being truthful, man, just telling you the truth, how I feel, and yeah, that's the way I feel, man, it's in my heart, man, my heart's desperately wicked for some of you guys that might hear this, and that's what you'd say, you know, well, I got this for you, man, that's just the way I feel about it, okay, and but I'm glad I'm saved, and I'm glad I can call on God, I'm glad he does forgive me, I'm glad he's there for me. Amen. And I don't use God as a crutch. I serve God day in and day out. And I fail him sometimes. I fail him more this last month, I feel like, than I have in an entire 32 years of my life. And this year will be 33 years that I've been saved. And I'm just glad I am saved. I am glad that I can go to God and ask for forgiveness and just pick up and go on. And but yet, it's always seemed like even though you do, you know in your heart you want to do right, you want to serve God, you want to just keep on going. And sometimes it's just hard, man. Sometimes you don't want to. Sometimes you just don't want to keep going, but you do. I know the Bible says that the righteous falls seven times and he gets up. You know, the righteous man, he'll get it right. Some way, one way or another, he'll get it right or he's going to be miserable the rest of his life. And that's like Brother Brant Teague. He made a pastor there in Paris. He was talking about his testimony in there, but he knew he was saved, but he got away from God for many, many, many years. You know, I've heard others, you know, and I know how I feel if I do something wrong. You know, I feel like I betrayed the Lord. I feel like, you know, that I'm like Israel sometimes, amen, we forget, God blesses us, and day goes by, and you do something stupid, and you forgot what God done for you, you know, and, but yet I thank God that he's there, and he says he does forgive us, and yet, but that don't make it feel better sometimes, you know, and you got to get through it, but I'm glad I can, and so, I bet sure we could ever go. Tonight, like I said, probably I might not even be on here 30 minutes tonight again. Now I might break another record. But anyways, and then Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, one of my favorite verses. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Father, you know how I feel right now. Lord, you know, God, in my heart, and I think of your word every time, Lord, and Lord, I know, God, if I feel like a failure sometimes, and Lord, I feel like, God, as you speak to my heart, and he said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel, Lord. I'm not anything because I do preach, Lord. There's so much required of me, Lord. Sometimes the Lord seems like it's just too tough. But I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me, what you've given to me. And Lord, I just pray, dear God, that your will be done tonight. And I pray, dear God, that you take the reading of your word. And whichever way you want me to go, Lord, if you want me on here 2 hours, I'll stay on the 2 hours. If not, Lord, I'll just read a little bit and sit down and shut up and go to the house. Or go off the radio all the way at the house. But anyways, I love you, God. I thank you, God, for your mercy and your kindness to us. I thank you, Lord, that you do forgive me. I ask you, dear God, that your will be done. Now we bless you, we praise you, and thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I will keep going. Like I put in a long day today, but anyways, in Luke chapter 21, I was thinking about this. I was trying to, I still might go to Romans here in a minute and bring out a few things. You know, Paul said in Romans, he talked about, he said, those things that I do, I don't want to do. Those things I don't want to do, I do. You know, and I understand that verse more and more the longer I live. There's things I don't want to do and I do it. The things I do want to do, I don't do it. You know, that makes your day kind of bad. You know, that makes your day not feel right. You know what I mean? And yet in your heart, you want to do what's right. And my heart, hey man, I could go to Luke chapter 8 and tell you about the parable of the sower. I know what the Bible says about it when it says that your heart is desperately wicked. And that's what the Bible, I believe he's talking to a lost man. But yet here's a man, I can prove by Luke chapter 8 that there's a man that his heart wasn't like, you know, people say, you know, these guys that blaspheme anyways on Facebook. The Bible said he heard with an honest and good heart. So there's a balance here, amen. That's why I said between the lost and the saved. So, but this man had an honest and good heart. He believed what he had heard. And that's where it comes. It's what you believe. The Bible says to preach the word, to be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come that they will heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, because of the lust of their own heart. They don't want to hear preaching. They could care less about preaching. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear about what's going on. You know, and a lot of them don't even realize what's going on because they're blinded by the devil. They cannot see what's going on, because the devil has been blinded. And he don't fool with them too much because he's already got them blinded, but he does mess with the child of God because they're not blinded. They see all his little trickeries and his little face pops up every now and then. You know, but yet we fall cater to our flesh sometimes, and that causes us a problem. And then he comes along and pokes his face up again, and he takes that and he tries to literally beat you down with it. You know, and so, but anyways, I thank God that we do have power and authority over the devils. God said we did. Luke chapter 9, verse 1, he said he gave the disciples power and authority over the devil. He said we would do more than what he ever did. And yet he was God in the flesh when he came down from heaven, but he told us we would do more. And I want to do more. And not because I want to do more than him, but I want to do that more that he's talking about. I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest with you. I don't know how much I'm doing. All I'm doing is just whatever I know that I can do. Amen. And my responsibility to the world today is to show them Jesus Christ. And I try my best to show the world about Jesus Christ. I try to be a light and a testimony to folks the best that I know how. And sometimes I fail. But I thank God for the times that I don't fail. And I thank God he forgives me in the times I do fail. But there's things going on, you know, and I know after Trump, you know, when I heard Trump got the presidency, you know, I was glad because I did vote for Trump, and I'm not going to back off of it. You can tell me I'm going to hell all you want to, but I'm not. But in the time, even though I felt like in my heart that I needed to vote for Trump, after I did and everything had settled in my own life, my own heart, there was a blackness that I saw that the very next day, because I think it was the next day or 2 days later, I had to come and get on the radio. And all I can think about is what's really going on. I mean, God gave us a space to get things right, to make things right with Him, to acknowledge Him again, just like He did. When you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know that king, he didn't believe about God. He didn't believe anything about their God. He was going to be the God, just like Daniel. That's why the king. But at the end of everything, after the three Hebrew children were thrown in the fire, Daniel was put in the lion's den. God protected them. God saved them and spared their lives. And then the king at the end of it said, man, anybody goes against the God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, he'll kill them. That's a pretty tough king, man, and we think we have. You know, now everybody's freaking out about Trump, but I'm telling you something, man. He acknowledged God as God. Amen. He acknowledged him as God. And he said there's no other God besides the Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego's God. He's God. But this God that I'm talking about, amen, tonight, which is my God, the same God that they have, he's coming back. And we're coming into a black time. And people don't want to believe that. Some of them can't see it and understand it. But I'm telling you, I've been saved for nearly 33 years, and I'm looking at things, and I haven't preached on it in a long time and everything. But I'm telling you, man, I saw a blackness coming. And we're still fixing to see a darkness because Bible prophecy has to be fulfilled. Now, some people don't believe, but I'm telling you, from what I read, I'm going by. Now, if we took a Dr. Seuss book, and we read that, we'd make a joke out of it, but some people believe that. They do. They read the book, and they say, well, this is what they said. We can go out there and find a book and say, and a man says, this is fact, man. This is really fact. And everybody says, oh, we believe that, but when it comes to the Bible, which is fact, when you read it and you see what's going on in the world, you see how much corruption there is, you see all the wars, you see all the diseases, you see all the sin that's taking place, and yet people don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe in that book, but this book literally has come alive. I didn't believe it back 33 years ago. I didn't see any of this. But once I got saved and I got to read this book, I realized these things are going on. And it's still going on, and the things that Jesus said would happen are happening. It's not fulfilled yet, but they're coming. People don't want to hear it. People don't want to believe it. They want to say, I don't want to believe that. You know, that's not. Well, read it. And show me, prove to me it's not happening. Here in Luke chapter 21, the Bible says this. And this was a strict warning. Is what this, the biggest thing I see is this. I'm going to start with verse 1. And then I'm going to read on down through it. But this, because it talks about, he's talking to, I believe, a rich man here, and a widow, talking about a widow. And they're always asking him questions, and he always answers them. And the Bible says that he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have their abundance cast into unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. She gave everything she had. And these rich folks, man, they put it in there. Boy, they put that money in there, but they didn't put it all in there. But this woman, that's all she had was two mites, and she put everything, that's all she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with godly stones or goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that you be not deceived. That is a strict warning. Take heed that you be not deceived. A lot of people deceive today. The Bible says, even in the last days, if I get to it, I will quote this one right here. He says, in the last days, many shall depart from the faith, even denying the Lord Jesus Christ. That's an end-time sign. We live in a time today that a lot of people deny Jesus Christ. But he said, many shall depart from the faith, even denying the Lord Jesus. How can you depart from the faith if you weren't in the faith? And if you was in the faith, how could you deny Jesus? Well, it's an end-time sign. Because people are saved, right? He said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. Back in 1990-something, I got a letter from a friend of mine. He sent it to me in the mail, and he said, contact these people and let them send you some information. So I did. I got it. I got the paper from them. This guy called himself Maitreya. I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced, but that's what I say. He called it Maitreya. Well, I looked up, and then I read their article that they had. They really believed he said, I'm the Christ. They said he appeared out of nowhere, standing there amongst 3,000 people, was the letter that I read. That he was going to be here when times got bad. He was going to bring deliverance to the people. That's what he said. And that was back in the 1990s. He called himself Christ. And then I was told years ago, the same, around 1990, somewhere around there between 80, I got saved in 84, so somewhere 87, 88, 89, 90, somewhere around there. This was why I was told these years ago. And it had to be California. There was 1,000 guys out there that saying, and that was back, I'm telling you, they're over 30 years ago, they were saying 1,000 of them just in California alone. And they're counting all the other states. 1,000 people saying, I am Christ. I am the Christ. That was back in the 80s and 90s. Now we have thousands of them saying they're Christ. To me, it's amazing when I read my Bible because somebody had already said when they wrote the Bible, these things are going to come to pass. Many shall say in that day. But when you shall hear wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. It's not, and the end's coming, but it's not now. We're going to hear wars. We're going to hear commotions. We're going to hear rumors of wars. They said, he unto them, nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. If we ain't there today, man, I don't know where we're at. It's going to get worse. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. I am telling you, by God's word tonight, these things, we're going to see things, man. And some of it we're already seeing. You talking about these people talking about up there in the skies, man, out there in the universe. All these things going on, but it's like the sun that gets it's got a hole in it, but it's not. It's a black spot in the sun that can cause everything to go to haywire. Who put that there? And now they're finding it. that you don't hear about. They just had one, I think it was Italy or somewhere around there. They had a pretty bad one. Japan's always getting hit by earthquakes. God might have sucked that whole place over there in the ground, man. But it really blows me away about how many earthquakes they really do have over there. But you know, when the earthquakes come, do you understand that we have these, it's not radioactive. Yeah, radioactive stuff. These plants and stuff where they have all this radioactive material and stuff. Nuclear plants, thank you. And do you know if the earthquake hits one of them, it's over, man. It's over for them. And then it says, what I've learned is, what just a little bit tidbit that I understand, that's like even if they take something like a cloud, if they drop an atomic bomb, if there's something in it, that stuff goes up into the atmosphere, and it goes all over the place. It wouldn't surprise me, even though it said when they done the Agent Orange back in Vietnam, and man, listen to me. It wouldn't surprise me if it'd been flown around up there in the sky, man. We've been sucking it down, too. That's why we have so many diseases. That's why there's so many things that's wrong with us today. Well, I understand that what I was told one time, things that go down go up. They blow a bomb off that crap and finish out their bombs, man. It goes up into the atmosphere, and guess what? I mean, we're sucking in our lungs, man. The from the cars and stuff, they come up to you. That's just pestilence. Pestilence is not just that. It's bugs. We got more bugs than we know. The mosquitoes are getting bad. You get bad mosquitoes now, get bit by a mosquito now, you got to worry about, man, if you got some kind of disease. Fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. Be from heaven. There's we're facing the sea. Well, man, I'm going to be honest with you. How many is going to get it? But I know this, when it's done, I can at least say hallelujah because it's already recorded in this book. I have seen more earthquakes. I have seen more tornadoes by news broadcasts and everything, especially like this past year. They're bigger tornadoes than you can ever lay your eyes on. And yes, it's already written. These things are going to come to pass. Thank God we have breathing room right now. But I'm telling you, man, that we're still going to go. Somehow we're going to go back into darkness. But before all these, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up into the synagogue and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. I just read an article. And it's a fact. I just read an article where the Muslims, the devils, I can't stand them, took a bunch of Christians, killed them. 250 Christian children. You want to know how they killed them? They needed them to death. You said, what? You ever needed dough? I ain't talking about money either. It's a machine that they throw, they make bread. And it sits there and it twists the bread up and it kneads it, it pushes it. Like normally when you use your hand, you're kneading the dough, you're pushing it, you're smashing it together, getting it ready to make good bread. Well, now that they're on kids, crazy. In the bread machines, crushing them up. Oh, and they're okay people now. We got to accept them suckers. I don't accept them at all. got an agenda. They hate Christians especially. They hate anybody that will not stand with them. They will make you follow them, or they will kill you. They'll make you pay a toll. And if you don't, you're dead. That's just one group of people. But they're already killing Christians across this world. They're already putting them in prison. They're being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, for Christ's name's sake, because they hate Jesus. That's what it is. That's all this whole thing's about. It's a spiritual warfare. We see it as because we're human beings and we have a body, but it's a spiritual warfare. It's a fight that's been going on ever since Jesus Christ and the devil stood toe-to-toe. It's a spiritual warfare. The devil thinks he's going to win, but he's not. He can't win. But we're the ones that suffer. The ones that stand for Christ, we're the ones that suffer through all this. And the devil sit back and think they're doing something, but I got news for you. Every Christ rejecter, every devil worshiper, everybody that's against God and Jesus Christ, I got news for you. You're going to stand before that holy and just God. When I read my Bible, it lets me know that I'm not stupid. It lets me know that I'm not wrong, because these things were written down a long, long time ago, and I'm seeing them fulfilled. Now, if it was written by some big old professor, everybody would be sucking up to it. Everybody would be run down and buying the book, man, because Professor so-and-so said it, or so-and-so said it. But because it's written in a book called the Bible, people say, oh, man, that stuff ain't real. He ain't real. But before all these, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you, deliver you up into the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. It's preparing you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And they're going to think, there's some of them, I believe, they're sitting inside the church houses, these places you could call church buildings, and people that you call Christians and stuff, they're sitting inside there. They are the ones, there's going to be a lot of them saying, I'm doing a God service, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to do it in the name of God. I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to kill you, and I think God is pleased with this. It's coming. You're going to be betrayed by your parents. You're going to be betrayed by brethren, kinfolk, friends. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair on your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. But when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the country enter thereinto. For it is the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they say, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. and with these things, and then shall they see him. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. Now, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know your own self that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. When you see all these things, I'm telling you, when you see all these things, they're not all happening yet, but I'm telling you, they're going to start being fulfilled. Even more, every day, we're going to start seeing, hey, there's distress in the land. People are, hey, look what's going on. It's just because of the election. Look how freaked out these people are. It's not Trump they hate, it's God. It's not Trump that they hate. They hate it because they're going to have to do right. People want to live. People want to live off everybody else and sit on their butts and do nothing. They want to let corruption come in here. I tell you, they're not thinking, man. Why would you want people to come in this country that rape children and rape women? Why would you want that in our country? You got problems. You're a sick person. You definitely got spiritual problems. When you think it's okay for a group of people to come over here and start raping you and start raping children, you got problems inside you. Even want to hear that. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. It's coming. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know your own self that summer is now at nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. It's nigh. He didn't say it was there. He said it's nigh. Nigh means it's close. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away until all be fulfilled. It is not going to, my generation is not going, listen to me. This generation, my generation shall not pass away until all these things, till all be fulfilled. And then after my generation, listen to me, when my generation has gone from off this earth, listen to me, the next generation coming, they're going to have to figure out what they're doing. They're either going to deny Jesus Christ or they're going to accept him. And if they deny Jesus Christ, guess what? You're going through the great tribulation, whether you believe it or not, whether you like that or not. You are going to go through the time of your life. And you think it's bad now. When there ain't no Holy Ghost down here telling the devil bless God what to do, you got big problems, son. See, the only reason America and the world ain't turned upside down is turning into darkness yet because the Holy Spirit of God still lives on this earth. He lives in every child of God. He lives in me. And that's the only reason this place hasn't been turned upside down into total blackness. But it's coming. And people like blackness. I got news for you. You ain't going to like blackness. And I know you don't believe it, but I tell you what, everybody's going to believe it one day. You will see God. The Bible says that everything shall bow and every tongue will confess one day that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even me. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if I'm wrong, I got nothing to lose. But if you're wrong, you got everything to lose. But likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourself. Listen to me. This is talking to the child of God that is here. We are not raptured out of here when these things are taking place. I'm sorry, you guys got it wrong. I'm not saying we're not going to suffer the wrath of God when God pours out his wrath upon this place. The great tribulation. But I'm telling you, we are going to go into some kind of persecution and tribulation in this country and around the world. Some already are. Isn't it funny? Don't you ever think about it? Don't you think it's kind of funny? Why are they picking on people that call themselves Christians? Why? If it was just, if there was nothing to it, you reckon they still mess with them? Yeah. You know why? Because they have devils in them. And all the Christ rejectors hate Jesus Christ because they have sold their soul to the devil. They have sold their soul to hell, and they can care less. That's why they're killing them. They're killing Christians because they hate God. They hate everything. And they don't realize that they sold their soul to hell. They don't really understand it fully right now. But they will. When Jehovah God shakes this place, when Jehovah God says it's finally over, it's over, guys, it's done, we're done, we're done. Jesus, it's time, buddy, it's time for you to get down there, and now it's time to stomp up. Oh, there's a war coming. There's a battle coming. And the devil and all those that follow him, that want to be one of his, guess what? You get your butt stomped. It's not where we're waiting to win. We already won. Jesus Christ said we have. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time you overcharge with a bad thing and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. Father, have mercy on me, Lord. And take heed. There's that word again. Take heed. Take heed that you be not deceived. Take heed to yourselves. Lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Everybody came to him because they wanted to hear what he had to say. And I believe a lot of them knew that what he was saying, they knew it was because of what they saw and what was going on around them. They knew that he was God. And they followed him because they knew what he was saying was truth. The Bible says the truth will set you free. You'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dangerous. We're living in dangerous times. We're living in days where people... Because they don't like the way the vote went. They don't like it because Trump is being president, but we're living in a dangerous time where people run out in the highways now, and they think they have the right to do that, and then they break and they jump on people's cars and stuff. If they're dangerous times, you can't even go down the interstate, man, without worrying about or thinking about someone freaking out, man, because they didn't like the way the day went, and stand out there in the middle of a daggum highway. And you got to sit there and make up your mind. You're going to run them over. You're going to shoot them or what? And I'm not saying. I'm telling you, man. I mean, South happen is they'll kill you. Even in this country, they think they're going to take over. We're living in perilous times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. My God, if we ain't there today, I don't know where we're at. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. They despise people that are good. Men love darkness rather than light. But they despise people that are good. There's something wrong with people like that. Why would you despise somebody for being good? Well, why did they despise Jesus? And not Jesus. All Jesus did was good. What's wrong with hearing people? What's wrong with blessing people? What's wrong with feeding people? Nothing. Well, people don't like us when we feed people. People don't like us when we call people. People don't like us when we worry about people going to hell. People don't like us because we try to do good. They despise people that are good. Why? Because they're hard. Why? Pastors of those that are good. Traitors. My goodness, man. I'll tell you, we're going to start seeing more and more and more of that. We'll see it. I'm telling you, we're going to see it in the White House. All these people in the UN, all these other people, everything, they're traitors. We've already had a traitor inside the White House. He's a traitor. They're heavy. They're high-minded. You didn't look at me. Somebody. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having before the kind of things after there of such turn away. For of this sort of thing was creeping the houses and leading captives, stealing women laid with sins, led away with divers lust. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They learn, but they can't come to the truth because they're dumb. Now in the chance of Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate, concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. Persecutions, afflictions, which come unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. For exhort, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and at the time, in the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do that diligence to come shortly unto me. Second Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious way, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness to be received unto judgment, and spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that have to live under. And you know this. This one verse right there, when he talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, do you know that they found Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you know that they said it was burnt? Do you know that? They said it was burned by what? Hell. Hellfire burned up Sodom and Gomorrah. That's a fact.
Oh, but this book is this can't be real.
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to the overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. But these, as natural beasts, brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, spotting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practice, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozer, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumbass speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells of water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. But when they speak grace-swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from the forsake them who live in error? While they promise him liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome of the same as he brought in bondage. For after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it has been said to them not to know the way of righteousness, and after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog has turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. This second epistle, beloved, I not write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. God have mercy on me. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Folks, Jesus is coming. Not right now, but soon. Not what you think, but he is coming. People don't want to believe that. People don't believe the Bible anymore, but I do. Like I said earlier, I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose. If none of this really comes to pass, you know, like what I've said, I mean, I'm seeing things right now unfold before my face. I'm seeing people who covetous. I'm seeing things so messed up in this world and everything that I've ever read in this Bible, and I've read it, like I said, for 33 years now. People can't tell me these things. Listen, man, I'm watching it unfold. I can put more things in here in the Bible. It talks about the end days. You go to the book of Revelation and see the end days. You can see what's going on. You can see why the country is in the shape it is. That you see why God has given us a grace period, you know, and why these things I mean, we might have 8 years of a grace period. Like, I don't know what God's plans are. God might stop this whole thing, man. He might allow Trump, you know, whatever. I don't know. But I know this. I was sitting by the roadside begging one day, and Jesus came to me. I was in a mess. I was messed up. And I knew I needed to change. I didn't have peace in my life. I even thought, I got a battle every day. I've been fighting every day of my life since I got saved. I'll tell you this. But only God can give me peace, man, and he does. I have peace too, even though I have to battle. Even when I can't figure out what in the world am I supposed to do, I still got a peace inside me. I asked the Lord today, I said, Lord, man, I fought the devil today, man. I'm out there on the tractor all day today. The devil's just pounding my brain, man, with things. I said, Lord, I need your peace. It passes all understanding. I don't understand it, but somehow I know God gives it to me. And, man, next thing I know, man, when that thing wasn't pounding on my brain no more, you know, my thoughts and everything, you know. And then as soon as I thought about it, man, the devil was like, man, he's beating on me again, you know. And then I fight against him. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. Because I know what God done for me in my life. I know what I was. And I tried to change me many times, and I couldn't do it. So for somebody out there tonight listening to my radio program, I sure hope you think about what I've said. Listen, go back and read it for yourself. Luke 21, 2 Peter chapter 2 and 3. That's just beginning, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 4. Man, I'm just telling you, I read these things and I see them going, I see them happening. I mean, you look at it, man, for the lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, they could care less. Man, people don't have a problem beating up preachers anymore. They don't have a problem throwing you in jail. They don't care. This country used to honor God. Back in 1984, the Spirit of God, the people, the love of God, the love of people, when people used to love each other, man, it was different back then. There was a different spirit. There was a different time, man. And now it's not like that. Now everybody, people ain't got time for one another. We ain't got time for you, man. It's we four no more, man. We ain't got time. We don't got time for anything else. It's all about me. Me, 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 me. People ain't got time for the kids anymore. These ain't got time for the parents. They ain't got time, man. Lovers of women is more than lovers of God. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And that's just a country alone. It ain't unholy. I don't know what it is, man. I mean, we got people going to church naked now. That's pathetic. Tell me God's in that. There's some perverted bastard out there wants your wife or your daughter, man, so he decided he's going to make a new church, man, so everybody comes to church naked and everybody gets to look at each other. I tell you what, I'm a man. I wouldn't go to it, man. One thing I believe is wrong. I believe God's going to condemn that place. But I also believe that there's going to be rapes in that place. There's going to be molestation and all that in that church. I'm telling you, man, it's coming. But you look at our country today, man, you got the perverts, the pedophiles coming out saying they want their rights. It's like the LGBT, man. They want their rights, but the perverts are coming out, man. We're pedophiles. We want our rights, too. It's happening all the time now. It ain't right. Perilous times. Perverted times. Yeah, like I said, I don't know who's going to listen to me. I hope if you're not saved, I pray you get saved. But anyways, I'm Brother Wally.
play one song and I'm out of here.
What happened to that singer who used to sing our song? The preacher's out selling Amway. That singer's now singing country. They sold out what is right for what is wrong. What happened to that church who used to be on fire? What happened to all the voices who sang in that heavenly cry? Oh, the church has now grown dead and cold. The choir is silent cause nobody goes. They sold out to the world and their own desire. Listen to me. This heart belongs to Jesus. He saved my soul from hell. This heart belongs to Jesus. This heart, not for sale. Not for sale. I'm not for sale. No way, no sir. I'm, well, a man from California called a few. He said, boy, with your talent, we could make a lot of dough. I said, thanks for your offer, it all sounds swell. But I belong to Jesus and I'm just not for sale. Not for sale. Not for sale. I'm not for sale. No way, no sir. And well, if you're living for Jesus, friend, there'll come a day that old devil's gonna try to get you some way. He'll try you and tempt you with his lies straight from hell. Just say, I belong to Jesus, and devil, I'm not for sale. Not for sale. Not for sale. I'm not for sale. Purchase me with his precious blood. I don't need poverty.
because Jesus is coming. Not right now, but soon. Now, what do you think? He'll come as a thief in the night. I pray you'll be ready. Well, until next week, may God bless every son of God. That's Brother Wallace's prayer.